The Lamb of God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. As we have discovered over the last few weeks, the many names of Jesus reveal much about who he is. In light of Good Friday, we're looking at the name, the Lamb of God, and reflecting on his sacrifice on the cross to take away our sins. Growing up, I attended a traditional Methodist church with my family, where communion was served several times a year. As a child, I was always fascinated by the silver tray that carried the dozens of tiny plastic cups filled with grape juice and the platter with the square wafers. When I came to know the Lord personally and was able to take communion myself, while I understood what it represented, I did not fully understand the power and the symbolism of what was being offered. It was simply juice and a cracker to remind me of Good Friday. But there's so much more to it than that. True, Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified, is traditionally marked by remembrance. We remember what Jesus did for us on the cross and how he paid for our sins once and for all, by offering his blood in our place. But what does that mean, really? The people of Jesus' day would have been familiar with John the Baptist's reference to a lamb taking away sins. It was common practice, twice daily actually, for a lamb to be sacrificed in the temple as a substitute sin offering for the people. Exodus 29:38-42. The book of Leviticus lays out how God created a process by which the Israelites could have their sins accounted for and forgiven by sacrificing an unblemished lamb in their place. The cost of sin had to be the spilling of blood. The cost of sin was death. There was no other way for them. On Good Friday, Jesus, who was sinless, chose to become the sin offering for everyone, past, present, and future, and allowed himself to be crucified, sacrificed for our sins. The cost of sin had to be the spilling of his blood. The cost of sin was his death. There was no other way. It was near the time of the evening ritual sacrifice when a lamb would be killed for the sin offering that Jesus was crucified. Jesus, in word and deed, became the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. John prophesied it. Jesus fulfilled it. Only the lifeblood of the perfect spotless lamb would be an acceptable substitute for all people to receive forgiveness. No other sacrifice would do. Today, I'm thinking not only about Jesus' sacrificial death, but the power that the Lamb of God's blood contains to set us free once and for all. It was the complete and final sacrifice for us. Let's reflect. Have you received the forgiveness that Jesus offers through his perfect sacrifice for you?